Good morning, brothers and sisters.
早上好，弟兄姐妹。
Today we talk about a topic that is very important.
今天我们讲一个非常重要的主题。
Probably thinking about it every day.
我甚至天天会来想。
And the topic is to be rich and rich enough. To be rich and rich enough.
Rich enough.
Rich R-I-C-H.How to be rich and rich enough.
就是我们怎么样成为一个真正富有的人。
And one more time, the title is How to be rich and rich enough.
我们怎么样成为一个真正富有的人。
When I, at certain time in my life, I wrote a book.
在我过去呢，有一段时间我写了一本书。
The book is exactly How to get rich.
这个书的名字就是怎么样富有。
And get rich enough.
而且要足够的富裕。
So that's why today I dress like a rich man.
所以今天呢，我就装着像一个很富有的人。
And try to be convincing.
所以今天呢，我要来说服你们。
But the topic may not be what you expect.
这个题目呢，可能不是你所想的那样。
Because there's 180 degrees from what I wrote in the book.
那因为呢，我今天讲的跟我写的东西呢，可能有180度的不同。
At that time, a lot of people followed my book, trying to make a fortune.
那个时候，好多人呢跟着我的书里面写的呢，试图要发财。
Actually, we tried to sell a product from our company. We are financial in brokerage from our company.
那事实上呢，我们那个时候在卖一个产品的时候呢，试图要发财，后来呢，结果就这个破产。
It's a brokerage firm, 证券公司 brokerage firm.
Oh, brokerage firm 是那个经济
证券
交易所，证券公司。
Yeah. So we try to sell product through the book.
那我们呢就通过这本书也要来这个卖这些东西。
We make some money, we lose some money. That's no guarantee.
当然我们或赢或输没有保证。
But my book is guaranteed how to get rich.
但是我的书里面写的那里确实怎么样就能得到钱。
So people believe that.
所以好多人呢就信我书里面讲。
It's a lie.
事实上呢是一个谎话。
Today, Satan wants us to believe a lie too.
今天呢撒旦也试图让我们握在一个这样一个谎言。
When we look at money and fortune material, he wants us to believe at least 4 to 5 lies.
那今天呢，撒旦让我们看到物质财富的时候，他要我们活在4-5谎言里。
The first lie is.
第一个谎言。
Fortune is a blessing.
就是说，我们得到的财富就是一个祝福。
But the Bible said.
但是呢，圣经上讲。
Bible said the fortune could be a curse.
但是这个地上的财富呢，可能会成为一个咒诅。
From Old Testament, actually, most of the time, fortune is a curse.
事实上，在旧约里面，大部分的时候，这个钱财呢，会成为一个咒诅。
When David was in the wilderness and followed God's will, and he is doing well.
那这个大卫王呢，当他在这个旷野里面逃难的时候呢，其实他做的挺好。
In tough time, he's godly.
那在这些困难的时候呢，其实他非常非常的
坚定。After he became a king,
那后来他成为一个君王的时候呢
，have fortune,
他有了这个财，有了福。
Have wealth,
有了这个财富。
Woman,
有了女人。
Pleasure,
有了这个权利。
And he commit murder.
后来他结果谋杀。
Adultery.
而且奸淫。
And etc.
其他的事情也发生。
So you can see, from the Bible, actually, you look at instant after instant fortune becoming a curse.
你就看到了在圣经里面，好多时候这种所谓的财富啊这些东西呢，成了一个咒诅。
The first lie Satan wants us to believe.Fortune is good and blessing, but God tells us fortune is a curse.
第一个谎言呢，就是说撒旦让我们就是要相信这世上的这些物质的东西呢会成为一个祝福，但是呢其实是一个咒诅。
The second line.
第二个谎言。
And he said fortune is from God.
那第二个谎言呢，就是说这种运气好运是从神而来的。
Each year, fortune, the Forbes magazine have at least 2-3 thousand billion listed from number 1 to number 2,000.
那每一年的这个 Fortune 杂志呢，就有好多这样的一个 list。
Last year is the Amazon, the chairman, Jeff Bezos is number 1.
那去年呢，就是亚马逊，这个呢就成为
Number 2 is Bill Gates.
第二个就是比尔盖茨。
Number 3 is Warren Buffett.
第三个就是这个 Warren Buffett.
And number 4 is Bernard Arnault.
第四个呢是 Bernard.
Bernard Arnault is very familiar with girl because his company is Louis Vuitton and Christian Dior.
他讲的这些你们可以听看。
It's a brand name for women, they all know.
就是说
yes, Pastor doesn't know, I'm not surprised.
是这个。
All these brand name luxury product.
就是很多的这种奢侈品。
They think they make it.
他们就觉得他们能够来拿来赚钱。
But the Bible said, Luke 12.
在路加福音第十二章。
When the rich man said, I have made it.
有一个富人呢，他说：“哦，我现在已经做得很好。”
But Jesus said, "You rich fool."
那耶稣就说：“你这一个富有的傻瓜。”
And the rich man said, "Hey, I have made it now. I can enjoy my life. I can take it easy."
那个富人呢，就说：“我今天已经有很多的东西了，我可以来享受了。”
But Jesus said, "This very night.Your life will be demanded from you.
但是耶稣给他讲，今天夜里我就要取走你的性命。
Today will be the last day of your life.
今天就是你最后一天，生命的最后一天。
Gain the whole world, lose your own soul. What does it benefit a man?
如果你赢得了全世界，却失去了你的灵魂，你又有什么好处呢？
So you think fortune is from God? No.
你们觉着就说你的这个地上的这种。财富是从神来的。
Actually, God always talk about fortune related to money. We cannot serve God or serve money.
但是在圣经里面特别的讲到，就是我们一个人不能既侍奉金钱又侍奉上帝。
So, the Bible basically wanted to know in the temptation of Jesus in the wilderness.
在这个圣经里面，特别在耶稣受试探的时候
，Satan said, "Hey, you are the Son of God. Please worship me. I will give you everything in, on earth, your fame and fortune to you."
但是他就是撒旦，就给耶稣说：“你如果跪下来跪拜我的话，我把全世界的荣华。”
Because I was given the power and the fame and the fortune on earth, I can give to anyone.
因为他说这些是该交付给我的，我想给谁就给谁。
So brother and sister, be careful.
所以弟兄姐妹呢要小心。
It may not from God.
所以这些财运不一定是从神。
If you worship it, it's from Satan.
那如果财运成为你崇拜的偶像，那就是从撒旦来的。
So the third lie.
这是第三个谎言。
And American dreams lie.
这就是美国梦的谎言。
Donald Trump said,
那 Donald Trump, 川普总统呢讲到
I can make our American great again.
他说我能够使美国再次的强大。
American dream alive again.
让美国梦再次的实现。
American dream, if you work hard,
就说你如果刻苦努力的工作
you make it.
你就会。
You pick your dream, your dream can pick your future.
你怎么样来做你的好梦
Very powerful message.
成为一个成功的人是非常有力的信息
But the Bible said
但是圣经怎么讲呢
Don't wear yourself to get rich
不要在你这个拼命的花上你自己的时间精力要发财
Because all richesWithout the permission of God, there's no riches.
就是所有的财富如果没有上帝打上印，上帝的允许的话呢，那不是真正的财富。
No material riches，
没有真正物质。
It's a gift of God，
那要称为，要让它称为上帝给你的一个礼物。
The gift of God gives you the ability to make to create wealth。
那上帝呢赐给我们一个恩赐，就是能够赚钱赚货财的能力。
It's like Bill Gates，
那就像 Bill Gates 一样。
He said, "Actually, I'm just an ordinary guy."
他说我是一个普通的人。
At the right time, at the right moment, and I use this software formula.
在适当的时候，在那个碰到了一个好时候，就用这一个软件。
Then I keep on doing. I don't even know why I'm getting rich.
那我就继续的做呀做呀，我也不知道为什么就变富有了。
Oh, some people, if you work hard, that's why you get rich.
那有时候说，有人说。这样那样，但是他说这我就是变富有了。
Yeah, you work hard, then you become rich.
是的，你工作努力。
But what about those factory workers? Every day they got up at 6 o'clock, work hard, they don't get rich.
那些人又怎么讲呢？早上六点钟就起来拼命打。
So it's not just working hard.
那不仅仅是要努力的工作。
A lot of time, if you look at our life, actually a lot of fortune come at an unexpected time and also.According to the Bible, it's a gift of God.
那事实上呢，圣经上讲，好多时候不是因为我们很努力的工作就得到很多的财富，而是在适当的时候，神会赐给你一个恩赐。
For a reason.
是一个恩典，是一个礼物，有一个原因。
We'll talk about that. Why God gives someone wealth?
为什么神要把真正的财富赐给你
？Because God has a message for the rich people.
因为神给富有的人有一个。
God has a message for the middle class too.
那神给这种中产阶级也有一个信息。
God has a message to the poor guy too.
那神给这些贫穷的人也有一个信息。
From God's perspective, they are the same.
那从神的角度来讲，这些人都是贫等。
They're the one Jesus died for.
那这所有的人，耶稣都为他。
They're precious.
他们都是宝贵的。
They are the children of God.
他们都是神的儿女。
So the second lie is, you work hard, you have the American dream.
所以这个刚才讲的这个谎言呢，就说你努力工作，你就会实现美国梦。
But the Bible said really clearly.
但是圣经非常清楚的讲。
In Ecclesiastes, 传道书。
在这个传道书呢讲到。
Actually, that verse is very interesting. 9:11.
就是第九章十一节。
Chapter 9:11.
特别的讲到。
And we all know what happened the 9/11, the Twin Tower collapsed, right?
就是911的时候，双子楼倒塌。
Ecclesiastes talk about 9/11 is that the race does not belong to the rich.
这讲到呢，就是说那个财富并不是那些拼命工作的人就可以得到。
中文就是快跑的未必能赢。
就快跑的未必能赢。
One who is strong may not win the battle.
这里讲到呢，就是说，快跑的未必能赢，力胜的未必。
也 continue.
力仗的未必能胜，智慧的未必能得粮食，明哲的未必能得资财。
Depends on.
灵巧的未必能得喜悦，所领导众人的是在乎当时的机会。
Is the time.And the opportunity, which is under God's control,
是当时的机会，就是上帝手里面掌权、掌握的东西。
Say that once you believe, work hard, you wear yourself out, then you will make it.
拼命的工作，拼命的工作，你就觉得我就可以实现我的梦想。
The Bible says, "No, don't wear out yourself. Don't burn out yourself."
不要这样拼命把你自己燃烧。
Because money is like has a wing. Money can spawn.
钱才会长上翅膀飞走。
You fly away.
它会飞走。
It's uncertain.
它是不定的。
That's one of the most popular image of money. It fly away.
在圣经里面，这是一个非常的比喻，就是钱才会长翅膀飞走。
It's uncertain.
那就是它是不定的，不定的钱财。
And so if you look at what the Bible talking about is that this is not from God, even you work hard. If that's not the purpose or plan of God, nobody will make it.
如果你努力的工作而不是从神的计划里面出来，你不能得到什么，不能成功。
Actually, when you work hard to achieve American dream,
如果你要真的努力工作去实现
，If working hard is your key,
如果说努力工作就是你的钥匙
，Increase investment your key,
或者说你要拼命投资就是你的钥匙
，Buy more houses your key,
或者再买一栋房子就是你的钥匙。
The Bible said you are in a great trouble, in a misery.
所以圣经里面讲呢，你会可能会进到
Because you wear yourself out.
因为你把自己呢耗尽。
One more house, one more mortgage.
啊，多一栋房子，多一个贷款。
One more debt.
多更多的。
One more concern.
债，那更多的忧虑。
One more girlfriend.
那多一个女朋友。
You know how much trouble we don't have to talk about.
你知道多少的，有多少的问题会随着来。
Or you say, hey, I don't talk about that. I want to talk about one more job.
啊，有的人说，哦，我们不要说多一个女朋友。
Free job.
多一个工作，三个工作。
But when we increase all this, we don't have time for our family.
那当我们拼命去做这些事情的时候，我们没有时间给我们家人。
We don't have time for love.
我们没有时间去爱别人。
We don't have time to focus on the truth.
我们没有时间去真的去。
We don't have time for sleeping.
来这个聚焦在真理上面，也没有时间去睡觉。
So we lose health.
我们这身体也会变坏。
We lose a lot of things.
我们缺少很。失去很多的东西。
Usually, the important thing relationship with your family.
特别重要的就是我们跟我们家人的关系。
Health.
我们的身体。
The right mindset.
我们正确的观念和思想。
Moral standards.
我们的品格。
So we think the whole world forfeit our own soul.
如果我们赢得全世界，却丢失自己的生命。
That's a lie.
什么意思？这是一个谎言。
This is not the key to riches.
这是一个谎言，这不是富有的钥匙。
Because the next lie is that you will find happiness.
那还有一个谎言呢，就是说有了钱，有了实际上的财富，你就可以得到幸福。
But the Bible said.
但是圣经怎么讲
？You have sorrows.
圣经说呢，有更多的愁苦。
Why? Because you have more anxiety.
因为你有更多的忧虑。
More stress.
那更多的压力。
More pressure.
啊，那更多的这样一些焦虑。
When I build my company from one company.
那个时候我从一个公司。
And sell it.
啊，后来我这个。
And I
卖掉。
I bought it and sold another company.
我又买一个，又卖一个。
My wife told me, hey, Canada is too small. You should go back to Hong Kong.
这个我的太太就告诉我，好像加拿大对你太小了，你就回到香港去吧。
I go to Hong Kong.
所以呢，我就回到香港。
One company, two company.
我就开始一个公司，两个公司。
Increase my fortune.
我就是要来增加我的财富。
I think I can achieve a happiness.
我就觉得我可以来将来要达到我的幸福。
The company don't want.
事实上呢，我的公司做得也很好。
Making really, really good, doing very good financially.
那忙赚钱的。
And we hire so many people every day.
我们呢，天天都在雇人，雇了很多人。
Yeah. And we try to take it to the IPO.
那我们
take it to the stock market.
我们就是把它呢，就是说带到这个股市上市。
And to get investment, so we can expand even further.
那我们就说要扩大我们的影响，就是说，上市以后呢，就是更加的发展。
But in the meantime,
在同时呢
，I'm losing my health too.
我的身体越来越坏。
I haven't talked to my wife, my son for months.
我好几个月没有给我的太太和儿子讲。
I have been in the airport, you know, in a month, 26 different airport in 1 month.
就是我没有时间跟我的太太儿子讲话，我在一个月里面出现在26个机场。
Because we try to raise money, do the work.
因为我们要赚钱，拼命的要做这些事情。
I burn out.
我真的
collapse.
那后来争的就不行。
So when you increase your faith, you think you increase your happiness? No, the Bible said right. You add on your sorrows.
你不要觉得你自己来拼命的增加你的公司，增加你的财富就增加幸福，但是圣经不是这样讲。圣经说呢，会增加很多的愁苦。
So your success will not bring you happiness.
那你的成功，所谓的成功，不会给你带来幸福。
Actually, on the contrary.
事实上呢，是相反。
Bring you misery.
那给你带来很多的愁苦。
Bring you broken family.
啊，甚至带来家庭的破碎。
Broken relationship.
关系的破碎。
Broken moral standard.
那这种品格，这种道德的破坏。
Just another lie from Satan.
这就是仇敌的另外一个谎言。
Want us to believe that?
那让我们要相信。
When I wrote my book the first time, exactly, is the opposite. I think you make it, but I lie.
那个时候我写书的时候，我写的跟现在讲的想法，我就觉得你一定会能够成功，得到这个，得到那个。
But I was ignorant because I don't know Jesus at that time.
那个时候我是非常的无知，因为我不认识耶稣。
I know only wealth.
我那个时候只认得财富。
Focus on money.
我眼睛只看着财富。
But I find out it doesn't work.
后来发现这个东西不 work.
Once I was changed by God.
后来被神改变之后呢
？I'm transformed.
我真的被他从里到外。
And finally, I find out what is the true fortune.
后来我真的发现真正的财富在哪里。是什么
？Now we talk about the true fortune.
那今天我们要讲真正的财富。
So let's beware the lie. We don't have to believe them.
但是首先我们要意识到这些谎言，我们不要去相信它。
When you think your material wealth is going well, it may not be from God.
那如果你的这些财富的东西发展得很快，可能不一定从神来。
Maybe a curse.
可能是一个咒诅。
Chances are they are.
那很大的几率呢，可能是一个。
Also, you act on sorrow will not give you happiness.
那很可能呢，它会加给你愁苦，而不是幸福。
And it will wear you down.
它让你呢变得很累，最后好多东西沉重。
And you will become.Unhappy.
你可能变得更加的不幸福
，stressful，
不高兴，很多的压力
，misery，
很多的愁苦。
That's why you know, one of the statistics from CNN is when someone win a fortune from the 649.
所以呢，就是有一个说法就是得到649的人中到。
They did a statistic.
从这个统计来看。
In 10 years' time, most of them broken family went bankrupt. All these things.
在十年之内，基本上呢，要么是家庭破碎，要么就是生意破产。
Misery.
没有一点好处。
Now we talk about the true wealth. How to get rich and rich enough.
今天呢，我们要特别的讲讲这个真实的财富怎么样真正的得到财富。
So we're going to read some Bible.
我们要读一些圣经。
The first one is the second Timothy, the first Timothy.
在提摩太前书，提摩太前书
six chapter six verse six.
在第六章第六节，第六章第六节，我给大家读一下。然而，敬虔加上知足的心，便是大力量。
Continue.
因为我们没有带什么来到世上来，也不能带什么去。只要有衣有食，就当知足。当那些想要发财的人，就陷在迷惑，落在网罗和许多物质有害的私欲里，叫人沉在败坏和灭亡中。贪财是万恶之根，有人贪恋钱财，就被引诱离了正道，用许多愁苦把自己刺透。
阿门。OK, and 11.
十一节特别的讲到，当你这属神的人，要逃避这些事。追求公义、敬虔、信心、爱心、忍耐、温柔，你要为正道打那美好的仗，誓定永生。
So in English, I'm going to read in English, okay? Because we have some people speak English only.
我也读一下英文。
Godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into the world, and we can take nothing out of it. But if we have food and clothing, we will be content with them. Those who want to get rich fall into temptation and trap, into many foolish and harmful desires, and plunge them into ruin and destruction. For the love of money, means greed, is the root of all kind of evil. Some people, eager for money and greedy, have wandered from the truth and pierced them with many gifts. But you are children of God. Flee from all this. Avoid it. Pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, and love, and endurance. Take hold what is really, really life. Now, that is what the Bible says.
就是刚才我读的那一段。
Actually, we read more carefully from the fifth.
在第五节如果读的,
the second part of the fifth gives us a really good, clear teaching of the Bible. The Bible said very clearly, if we think believing Christ as a means of financial gain, it means when you commit to Christ and then you will be blessed by financially, it is a corrupt and false teaching.
有人呢就是把这种金钱呢变作一种得利的门路，这是一种错误的教导。
It's false teaching.
这是一种错误的教导。
Your mind is corrupted by the lie. We just talk about the five lies.
你的思想呢被这些谎言所占据了。
So the Bible wants to focus on the real wealth.
那圣经呢让我们要真正的聚焦在真的财富上。
Let's go to the secret of being rich and rich enough.
那我们要来回到这个真正的财富的这一个经文里面去。
Colossians.
格罗西书, 格罗西书,
chapter 4, chapter 2.
帮回放一下, 在第二章,
verse 6.
第二章第六节。 你们既然接受了主耶稣，就当遵他而行。 在他里面生根建造，信心坚固，正如你们所领的教训，感谢的心也更增长。
That's exactly summary of what we just read in second as the first Timothy 6.
这就是刚才我们总结一下在提摩太前书那一段。
Now the Bible says, so then, just as you receive Christ at the beginning, you accept Jesus as Christ as Lord. Continue, the second thing is, our Christian life, continue to live your life in Him. Means you are in Christ, Christ in you. And root and build up in Him. Strengthen in the faith as you were taught by the truth of the Bible about true wealth and overflowing with thanksgiving. It means the first part, the last part, overflowing with thanksgiving, means you are being content, you thank God. God, thank you for what you have given me.
就是说感谢的心也增长了，就是我常常有感恩的心。
That's with contentment. When you say thank you, it means you accept and content with what God has given.
当我们能够感恩的时候，就是有个知足在里面。
The first part is to be in Christ is godliness, according to Colossians chapter 6. Means you believe Christ, but you must continue to be root and build up in Him.
这里讲到不但是信了主耶稣，而是在遵他而行，而且在他里面要生根建造，信心坚固。
So the secret formula to be rich and rich enough is to be in Christ and be content with them.
这真正的财富的这个秘诀呢，是在这里，就是真正的财富是在主耶稣里面要生根建造，信心坚固。
It means godliness with contentment. It's great gain, great fortune.
就是金钱加上知足的心，就是大利了。
The Bible said, you want a great fortune? Very simple.
圣经,
to be in Christ.
圣经讲到，你要真正的得利得福，要在主耶稣里面。
To be like Christ.
要像耶稣，要信耶稣。
To be Christ-like.
要越来越像他。
To think and act and love and do everything like Christ.
我们所思所想所行都要像耶稣。
To be in Christ means to be in Christ's love.
首先在基督里，就是说在基督的爱里。
To be remain in Christ's word.
在基督的话语里。
To live by Christ's spirit.
在他的灵里面行事。
That's 164 times in New Testament talk about in Christ.
在新约里面有160多次讲到在基督里。
To be in Christ is rich and rich enough.
在基督里就是富有的，而且是足够的富有。
How to be in Christ? Now we're talking about.
那我们今天讲的是怎么样在主耶稣里面。
In order to be rich.
那成为一个富有的人。
And be happy and absolutely be thankful, content with them.
我们要能够知足，而且呢，能够有感恩的心。
If you don't believe Christ, actually some people have a philosophy to be content with enough.
那如果不信主耶稣呢？有的人有一个哲学，就是说如果我们知足就好了。
知足常乐。
知足常乐。
Actually, that's from Shakespeare.
Being content is happiness.
Yeah. Shakespeare, they have some stage play. He divide philosophy as.Is there to be content with rich enough?
他是从莎士比亚来的，从中国的古代也有。
But the Bible said that's not enough.
但是圣经说这不
够。You must be in Christ.
那我们必须要在耶稣里，基督里。
In Christ means in God.
在基督里就是在神里。
In God means in God's spirit.
在神里就是在神的灵里
means you live a godly life
就是我们要活一个敬虔合神心意的生命
Your godly life will give you unconditional love unconditional joy unconditional peace from God
因为在主里面的生命呢给我们无条件的爱无条件的喜乐无条件的满足
because the fruit of spirit is love, joy, peace
因为从圣灵结出的果子就是慈爱仁爱
Jesus said the peace I give you is not of this world
但耶稣说我赐给你的平安不是这个世界能够给的
My peace given you is transcend understanding
我所赐你的平安是远远超过
With no anxiety
没有忧虑
Even in a chaotic situation you still peaceful
甚至在一个极其混乱的状况里面你还是
Because Jesus said in this world you have trouble
因为耶稣讲你在这个世上有苦难
But in me you have peace
在我里面你却有平安
Even when you suffering, you trouble You are in a bad shape, you lose your job Still, God will give you peace
就是不管在患难里面生气的问题或者是失去工作但是你在主里面还是有平安在心
Because God is all sufficient God He will give you anything you need in your life
因为我们的主是全能的是富有的他要给你生命里面一切所需
He's an all giving God
他是一个一直不断给你的
He's a father
他是你的
He's abundant
他是非常丰富的
You just believe Him
我们要来信他
When you trust Him
当我们信他的时候信靠他的时候
Romans chapter 15
罗马书十五章讲到
Talk about the hope of God will fill you with joy and peace when you trust in Him.
说神的盼望让我们能得着这样一个平安
and overflowing with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit.
而且满溢的一种平安和盼望
So God will give you love, joy, peace, not the world can give you. And those are unconditional love, unconditional joy, regardless of what you do.
神会赐给我们爱赐给我们喜乐和平安这是世界不能给的是也是无条件的神给我们我们不管做什么他都会给我们
It's the fruit of the spirit.
这是圣灵所结的果子
Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness faithfulness, gentleness, self-control
这就是圣经里面讲的呢圣灵所结的果子仁爱
But the first three quality of your life you cannot buy with money
你生命里面有三个素质你是钱买不到的
It's love
第一个是爱
Joy
第二个是平喜乐
Peace
第三个是平安
When you have a lot of money you cannot buy joy
如果有很有钱你不能买
Or peace actually you need security guard
也不能买平安
When I went to Shanghai I need free security guard
I
look over my shoulder When I was in Shanghai,
我在上海的时候，我回头看的时候，其实是有没有平安。
And I hired 3 security guards.
我当时我是有三个保镖。
But that time is not that terrible. But the first time I'm in Shanghai, I was afraid.
那第一次我去上海的时候，我真的是非常害怕。
But I don't have peace because I was kidnapped in Hong Kong.
那事实上我在香港是被绑架过。
Just God save me.
那是上帝。
That's my turning point.
那是我生命转折点。
So you don't have peace.
那是没有平安，在这个世界上。
At that time, I have money, but I don't have peace.
那个时候我有钱，但是没平安。
I don't have joy.
我也没有喜乐。
Why? Joy means okay. Just at the beginning, I think joy is very simple. When you go to eat something, when you have a good time, you have joy.
那一开始的时候我就觉得，哦，我可能喜乐就是这样，我去吃好好吃一顿，做点事情就会有喜乐。
And I think I told you last time is that the at one point, and we ate a steak.In Shanghai, in the Jingmao Daisha, in the one of the hotel, $5,000 at stake.
你知道我当时讲到这个吃的话，在上海一个著名的餐馆里面，就是$5,000吃了一个。
You think you, I will be very happy, right?
你就觉得我很幸福，是不是
？The people eating with me will be very happy, right?
是不是跟我一起吃
饭 ？We have achieved, right?
是不是？我们是不是达到目的了？是不是？
Actually, that's the most regretful thing I have ever done.
这是我从来做过最后悔的一件事情。
It's a rip-off.
就是被人家就抢夺了一样。
And I never enjoyed the taste. Actually, I can go now to the cake to eat a $20 steak is better than that.
那个时候我吃$5,000的这个牛排，我根本就没有享受它的滋味。今天我$20在这个随便一个店里面都好吃。
Happiness not external.
因为这个。这个幸福呢，不是外面的。
Happiness is in Christ.
幸福是在基督里。
It's not even mental. Some people try to teach you mental control.
甚至也不是一种头脑里面的东西。
Yoga
试图来通过头脑的一种冥
想。The reason why you are happy because Christ in you, the hope of glory.
事实上，我们为什么会平安呢？是因为耶稣基督在我们的里面是荣耀的盼望。
Because when you believe Christ, the Holy Spirit come to you. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of joy. He will give you unconditional joy.
因为当我们信耶稣的时候呢，圣灵住在我们的里面，他会赐给我们无条件的平安和喜乐。
In tough time, you pray and you believe God, it will be joyful.
在困难的时候，你祷告的时候，你发现平安就来，喜乐。
You have no worry.
你会发现，忧虑就会退去。
You pray to God, God give you spiritual peace.
当我们献主祷告的时候，主就把那个平安赐给我们。
Surpass understanding, you don't know why.
使我们想不明白。
Because Christ is in you, the Spirit is in you.
是因为基督和他的灵住在我们的里面。
The fruit of Spirit is love, joy, peace.
就结出圣灵的果子。
Which is not an unconditional love. The joy is unconditional.The peace unconditional, regardless of situation you are in, regardless of what people, who are you, what's your economic class.
事实上，生死的平安和喜乐跟你的状态没关系，这是生放在那里面的，跟周围你有没有钱都没关系。
Now, finally, just give me 2 more minutes. Finally, God have a message for each of you.
那最后呢，神给每一个人都有一个信息。
To be rich in Christ means to be.Happy that you are the children of God, and God will give you whatever you want, whatever you need, and whatever beyond your understanding.
就是在主里面有这一个喜乐、平安、幸福感。
Not only now in this world.
就是在主里面。
And eternally too.
就是甚至有永恒的这一个平安是在主耶稣里面。
So godliness has value of this present life.
神。给我们生命在今天有这个价值
and the next life too.
而且在永恒里面也有价值
That's true blessing.
这是真正的赐福
Now God has a message for the rich people among us.
那神给我们中间的富人也有一个信息
Now we don't have time to read the Bible, but in the first Timothy chapter 6, the last part is the message for the rich people.
那在 First Timothy 前书的后面呢，其实有一个信息是给这些富人。
God gave you for wealth.
神给了你财富。
It's not for you to for your pleasure.
不是你来拿来随便的。
It's not for selfish purpose.
不是为一个自私的一个目的。
The only purpose God gave you this is because He wants you to be generous to share.
神赐给你财富，唯一的目的是要能够成为一个心胸广阔的人，能够一个大方的人，
and also,
帮助别人。
This is a gift of God.
而且清楚地知道，这是从生来的恩赐，是一个礼物。
You cannot make it a formula.
你不能把它做成一个公式，让别人去学。
Because that's called stewardship. God gave someone a 5 talent, or 2 talent, 1 talent, according to His plan. If before you did do anything.
圣经上讲的，这是一个广加的恩赐，就是神会把10两银子、20两银子、1000两银子给不同的人。
For the rich people, the only reason why God gave you a fortune is for you to share, for you to give to the poor, for you to have time to bring people to Christ.
如果你是一个富人的话，神把财富赐给你，目的是要能够去分享，能够有更多的时间把人带到主里。
The purpose of this life.
因为这个生命的目的
the purpose of creation,
那创造的目的
the purpose of why the sun is rising,
那为什么今天太阳升起
only for one reason,
是有一个目的
the purpose of why you have income,
那今天你为什么有收入
for only one reason,
有一个目的
to spread the gospel,
是要把福音传出去
to bring people to Christ,
把人带到主里面
because still a lot of people is lost.
因为很多的人还是处在一个世上的状态。
God wants you to bring them back to the family.
神要让你把他带到神的家里。
Why God sustains the world is because He wants us to still spread the gospel. Just a lot of people is still lost.
现在是个地充流的缘故，是神还看着很多人没有得救，让我们去来。
That's why God gives you a fortune.
所以神就给你一个财富。
That's why a few people have a fortune.
所以呢，好，有一些部分人就拥有了财富。
Because most of them use their selfish gain.
但是呢，有一些人为了自私的一个原因来去用。
But God depicts some people really doing God's work.
但是呢，神就是拣选一些人是为了他的缘故。
But the Bible says, "Don't wear yourself out for your selfish purpose to get rich."
但是呢，圣经讲的不要因着
the more you do it, the more burden you have, the more misery you have.
自私的缘故，拼命去赚钱，你越做你越难过，越做越
For the middle class, God has a message for you.
那对于这种中产阶级，也有个信息给你。
We look at the proverb. This one I don't need to look at proverb.
在这个箴言里面
，the I believe the 23.Sorry, Proverbs 30, chapter 30.
箴言三十章。
And Pastor Wang can read that for us. Let me see, Paul will.
箴言三十章。
三十章 yeah, Proverbs 30. And the verse is the...verse 7.
第七节，我求你两件事，在我未死之前，不要不赐给我。求你使虚假和谎言远离我，使我也不贫穷，也不富足，赐给我虚荣的饮食。恐怕我饱足不认，说耶和华是谁呢？又恐怕我贫穷就偷窃，以致亵渎我神的名。
So the Solomon or the king in the, who wrote this proverb, he asked God for 2 things.
但是所罗门王圣灵感动他写下这些箴言，他问神两件事。
The first thing, keep me honest.
第一个，他说要让我成为一个诚实的人。
The second prayer.
第二个祷告。
Give me neither poverty nor riches.
他说不要让我贫穷，也不要让我富足。
Give me only my daily life.
就是要赐给我虚荣的饮食，赐给我虚荣的饮食。
To be content with daily bread，
就是说能够知足。
If I have fortune，
如果恐怕我饱足。
I have too much，
或者我有余。
I will say who is God? I don't need God。
那我们就不认识，我们不需要神。
I don't have time for God.
那我也没有时间给神。
And money will solve the problem.
那我们觉得我们自己的金钱可以解决一切的问题。
Then you lose your faith.
那我们就会失去我们的信心。
And if I become poor,
如果我变成贫穷
I will steal.
我就会偷窃。
Dishonor God.
一直亵渎我神的。
Neither thing I want.
所以我不需要贫穷。
And he is a wise man.
所以他是一个有智慧的人。
That's why for the middle class people.
所以对于中产阶级的人
you don't need more.
你不要不需要朋
友。You have enough.
你已经有。
Because he who has God has everything.
因为有神的人他就有了一
切。He who has God has everything else does not have more.
有了神的人就他其他一切都包含在里面不需要加上另外的东西。
He who has God minus everything else does not have less.
有神的人即使减去所有的东西也不缺乏。
Because God will supply your need.
因为神会供给你的需要。
You have enough.
你会足够。
You are blessed.
因为你会。
You don't need to seek more to increase your sorrow.
你不需要来拼命的来寻求更多的。
To risk your life, risk your health.
这忧虑来来这个破坏你的健康，破坏你的生活。
To risk your family,
to 破坏你的家庭
to lose your own soul,
把自己的灵魂也丧失
so you should be happy in your middle class.
所以呢，我们要为我们是一个中产阶级
It's the right thing.
要感谢主
be content.
要知足
Lastly,
最后一个
God has a message for the poor people.
那神呢，有给这些贫穷的人有一个信息
or the poor in spirit.
那或者说我们灵里面贫穷的人
the one who just lost his job.
或者说有一个人刚刚失去他的工作
The one who lost their health
或者他失去了他的健康
He in a dire situation in adversity
或者在一个真正是好像面对很多仇敌的一
种 In suffering
在一个受苦的时候
In poverty
在这个贫穷里面
The Bible said You are blessed
圣经说你是蒙福的
Because blessed is the one who are poor.
那圣经上讲呢，贫穷的人有福了。
For there's the kingdom of God.
因为天国是属于他。
Why? Because they're rich in faith.
为什么？因为他们信心十足。
They are down to nothing. They're down to God.
那他们没有拥有任何的东西，他们拥有
了。They're down to God. They have faith.
拥有了上帝，有了信心。
They're rich in faith.
那他们在信里面十足。
Rich in trusting God.
就是说在这个信靠神是十足的
They are rich
他们非常富有
Even they are poor
虽然看起来贫穷但是他是富足的
Even the Bible is saying when you are in a poor situation actually you are in a high position
那甚至圣经讲的就是如果你在一个贫穷的状态事实上
You're close to God
处在一个有利的状态为什么呢你会更深更
You're close to heaven
你跟天国更加的亲近
Because the Bible said God is close to the brokenhearted.
因为圣经讲呢，神和那些伤心破碎的人同在。
And the Bible said He stands at the right hand of the poor people.
他说他站在那些贫穷者的右边。
Will rescue them.
他会来。
Will deliver them.
拯救他。
Will give them the job.
会给他们。
Will give them health.
会给他们健康。
Will give them whatever they need.
要给他们他们所需用的。
Because they pray not out of their greed.
因为他们的祷告不是出于贪念。
They pray out of necessity.
因为他们的祷告是出于他们的。
The Bible said, "Promise whoever asks me, under my, according to my will, and I will meet all his need according to the riches in Jesus Christ."
所以圣经上讲呢，就是应许呢，按照神的大能大德会赐给每一个人。所需用的。
That's why Paul said, "I can do anything through Him who gives me the strength."
所以保罗，使徒保罗能讲出，他说，我借着那加给我力量的，凡事都能做。
I learned to be content in whatever situation.
我学习在任何状况呢都知足。
Well-fed or hungry,
不光是处贫穷，处
living in plenty or living in need,
不光是出自很多富有。
I know, I believe He will meet all my need according to Jesus, which is in Jesus Christ.
他说：“我知道，那和我同在、加给我力量的，靠着他，我凡事都能做。”
Means to be rich in Christ, to be rich that you know God going to supply you, God is your father, he's going to take care of you, and you rely on the richest man in the universe, which is God.
也就是我们要来抓住我们的父神，这是全宇宙最富有的那一位。
You don't need to worry.
我们不需要来
忧虑。He knows where the job is.
他知道哪里有工作。
He knows where the fortune is.
他知道哪里有财富。
He knows how to love you, how to rescue you.
他知道怎么爱你。
And how to bring you back to the basic life.
他知道怎么样把你带到。
And then you'll be thankful.
真正的生活里面，你会感恩。
Then you have strong faith as a result of that.
因此，你会有很强的信心。
Then you your life based on faith and trust. Then that's why you really live a truly rich life.
当你活在信心里面的时候，你是一个真正富足的人。
Godliness,
金钱
with contentment
加上知足
is great gain.
就是大利。
To be rich.In Christ is God.
就是在耶稣基督里面富足。
To be content with what you have in Jesus Christ.
在耶稣基督里面。
Is great fortune.
知足就是大利。
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen. 对，给主一个掌声。好的，大家谢谢，谢谢你让我继续。我请威利上来，我们有一些祷告。我觉着我们弟兄的信息是非常的清楚，我们弟兄的信息是非常清楚。
The message that the brother shared is really clear.
也是他亲身的经历。
It's also experiences.
也是他对主的面前的一个真实的领受。
It's also what he has received from God.
也是非常合乎圣经。
It's very according to the Bible.
我觉着我们就是祷告。他讲的意思不是说。富足的人就会受咒诅，不是这个意思。
So what he has shared is not that if you're rich that you will receive curse.
他讲得非常的清楚。
But it's clear that.
就我不用来重复，就是我们要有主，我们要先要有主。
That the point is to just hold on to God.
先要有主，不需要加上另外的东西才知足。
That we don't need anything else.Other than God,
神会赐给他的东西
because we know that God will provide.
有了主，即使减去所有的，也不会受影响。
If you have God, even if you have nothing else, it's still going to be with joy.
因为神会给
because God will provide.
这是我自己的经历
It's also my experience.
我有很多的见证，今天不讲。
There's a lot of testimonies I can share.
我们一起来起立来做祷告。
Can we all stand and we just pray?
我们再次把我们的眼睛来装现神。
Again, we want to put our eyes upon Jesus.
我知道好多人，我们兜里面是需要钱的。
I know a lot of us may have a need for money.
但是我们来到爸爸的面前，不要盯着他的钱包。
But when we come to our Father, we're not looking at his wallet.
你来爱他，你来明白他的心意，你来信任他。你来做他要你做的事。
But to truly trust and to do what he has called you to do.
这个富有的爸爸不会。
That father is wealthy and he will not forsake you.
他会在你需要的时候把这个钱包交给你。
That he will provide in time of need.
这样的，这是我的经历。
It's my experience as well.
主啊，是的，主，我们再次的来祷告，我们的信心完全的装现。
Father, again, we just turn our eyes on.Fix it on you.
创造宇宙的神。
That you are Creator God.
你是全宇宙最富有的那一位。
That there's no one more wealthy than you.
我的爸爸就是上帝。
That my father is God.
他用虎口，量苍天。Measure the heavens with a span. 用，这个天平来称大地。
He created the earth.
Measure the earth with a scale.他说全世界的人全世界的东西在他的面前都是灰尘
that everything in front of him is dust to him
都是非常的渺小
so small to him
但是他爱了我们
but because he loves us
看中了我们
that he treasures us
他拣选了我们
that he has selected us
甚至派他的儿子为我们付上极重的代价就是我们
and he even paid his own son as a sacrifice for us.
我们在他里面多么的宝贵。
That we are such a treasure in front of him.
他会放下我们不管吗？
That there's no way that he would leave us behind.
他为什么把财富要给撒旦不给我们呢？
Why would he give his treasure to the evil ones but not to us?
因为他要我们首先明白他的心。
All he asks is that we know his heart.
他的爱。
His love.
主啊，是的，主，我们今天再次的来到你的跟前。
How do we come before you?
我们再次把我们的焦点转向你。
We fix our eyes on you.
你是我们唯一的需要。
That you are our only desire.
主啊，是的，主，我们真的感谢你，赞美你。
And we just thank you and praise you.
赞美你。
Praise you, God.
主啊，谢谢你赐给我们的爱。
Thank you for your love.
我们更多的领受你的爱
that we can continue to receive your love
更多的领受你的平安
and receive the peace that only you can give
领受你的喜乐
your joy that comes from you
这是金钱不能给的
there's nothing that the money can give
我们从你那边却得到了
but we can get it from you
而且得到了更多更多
even more
主啊使得我们也祷告
Father we pray
按你的旨意
according to your will
你把足够的财富给我们的弟兄姐妹
So you'll give us what we need.
如果我们中间有富有的人，你拣选他成为富有的人。
If you have given us more than we expected.
如果我们中间有人拣选他成为富人。
If you have made us rich.
主啊，让他成为一个慷慨的人。
May we be just the one that will share.
是能够分享的人。
That we can share with one another.
能够祝福神国度的人。
And we can bless your kingdom with what you have given us.
不是一个自私的人
and not just to keep it for ourselves,
不让财富成为我们的患难
that money, that financial will not be the one that brings us trouble
不让财富成为我们的愁苦
that will not be a burden
不让财富成为我们家庭的绊脚石
that will not affect the relationships in our families
主啊是的主如果我们是中产阶级的人
but if we're a middle class
主啊，我们里面外面都要饱足。
Our outside and our inside will be fulfilled by you.
如果我们是贫穷的人，里面外面也要加给。
Even if we're not financially doing well, then you will continue to give.
因为你是那真正富有的那一位。
Because you are the God of wealth.
主啊，你说天和地都是你的。
That everything belongs to you.
满山的牛羊都是你的。
And the cows that belongs to you. Then
你把儿子都舍了。岂不把万物一统白白的赐给我们吗
But you're even willing to give up your son then why would there be anything that you wouldn't give us
你向我们索要的是什么呢
And what do you ask of us
就是要明白你的爱
Just to know your love for us
主啊谢谢你
Father, we
今天我们领受你的爱
That we receive your love
让你自己做我们的主
And that we call you our Lord
主啊是的主我们敞开我们的心
Open our hearts,
接受你极美极大的恩典
and to receive the blessings that come from you.
圣灵再次的充满我们的每一位弟兄
Spirit fill each one of us.
增加我们的信心
to strengthen our faith.
让我们里面外面充满了信心
that our inside and outside be full of confidence.
充满了笃定
be sure.
充满了喜乐
be full of joy.
没有惧怕
that there is no scary thing.
主啊，我们再次的宣告，主，每一个弟兄姐妹都是受祝福的。
We declare that each one of us are
没有任何的缺乏。
That there is no need.
我们谢谢你。
We give you thanks.
按照你的旨意，要丰丰富富的赐给每一个人。
According to your will to provide for us.
谢谢你。
Thank you, Lord.
奉主耶稣的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. 下面花一点点的时间呢。
两
三个人可以来一起祝福彼此的来祝福。
Two or three that would just bless one another.
主啊，你祝福我们下面的时间，奉主耶稣，Amen.